The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here we are. Another year for Smell You Later.
We're kicking it off. 2026. We thought we wouldn't make it. And here we are.
Here we are.
Can't kill us that easily.
We just keep yapping. We hope you had lovely holidays, lovely smells, lovely, I don't know. What do people do? I don't know what has occurred in the past 2 weeks. Time warp.
Yeah. I hope everyone enjoyed their sort of...
Your nails.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Well, I know we always do.
Don't look too closely. They're about on week three, so I can't do anything.
Tynan is having on these iridescent pink-green mermaid.
They look the best they've looked in this light.
Yeah.
They're a little more green than I was...
Is it like a powder?
Bargaining for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something cunty for the holiday, but yeah.
Cunt succeeded.
Yes, exactly. We love a iridescent opal chrome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone, I hope that you all enjoyed the haunted week between Christmas and New Year's, where everything sort of shuts down, if you are lucky. It's funny, I didn't really have a break, but my bosses were like... Don't work more than you have to. You know what I mean? So I was sort of did half days.
Work every day except the actual holiday day.
Yeah, but I was also largely off. It was like, do what you need
to do,
but yeah. Not more than you have to. Okay. I think they told me that because they were like, don't put meetings on our calendar. So I was like, received. But I also have been doing like a little weekend work and shit too. So it's like, I truly don't know what day it is because I'm sort of half working all the time, but not in a bad way, not in a bad way. But
I think everybody should not have to work the last 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, but some people are in e-com, you know what I mean? Like the girls have to hustle. But yeah.
I don't miss that. I also, again, and I just told you this, I'm like, oops, just remembered I had two features due next week and I forgot about them.
Oops.
I didn't forget. I just... I put them in a box in my mind and didn't look at it. But that's next year's problem. And then I was like, shit.
No, oh shit, it's next year.
Yeah, I was like, dang it. Oh, no.
You'll get it done. You always do.
I always do somehow by the seat of, I don't know what that phrase is.
Yeah.
What did you do? How was your Christmas? How was your New Year's?
It was great. It was all great. Yeah. My boyfriend and I went home to Rockford, Illinois, to my parents' house for like 9 days, which was great.
It's a while.
But last year, I think I said this, but with the holiday being right in the middle of the week, it was sort of like, you know, we land, we have one day on either side of it, and it just felt really fast.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe we can like solve for that. So extending a bit longer was really, really nice. And then
do you have any Christmas traditions?
Not really. Like my family, my immediate parents and I like don't have a lot of traditions in that way. We just sort of want to kick
just
it.
Just hang out.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
Just, I don't know, not overbook ourselves, not overcomplicate things because we're all working so much during the year. So that's nice. It's nice that it's so chill and easy going when I'm home. So that was great. And then New Year's, I love New Year's Eve.
We're very different.
Well, I'm not like out in it after, you know, 10 years of bartending. I'm like, leave me alone. No, we went to, a new-ish restaurant in Greenpoint at like the very tip of Greenpoint called Narina. It's Mediterranean. It's funny.
It's always Mediterranean.
Yes.
Every new restaurant is Mediterranean.
That's true. It's like, it's a nice place, but it's not like extravagant.
Nice.
But it's in the first floor of a high rise. Uh-huh. Really huge floor-to-ceiling windows with these beautiful shears over all the windows. So it's essentially like you're surrounded by these beautiful, like, long shears.
Yeah.
Well, we're having this, you know, small romantic dinner, yeah, like next to this jazz quartet. And then something happened in the apartment where two ambulances came. And you couldn't hear them, but they just parked outside and kept their lights on. So the Shears were acting like ambient, like so lights. Funny. So the place was pulsating red like a club the entire dinner. So it didn't, it was low key, but it felt like very oons vibe.
Yeah.
So, but yes, it was chill. It was nice. What about you?
Oh my God. Speaking of ambulances, I feel like this was a very eventful end of the year for me and those I know. There was a house fire. There was me breaking my 9-year not throwing up streak.
What?
I know. I got food poisoning a couple days ago.
I'm sorry.
And I'm like, no, why?
From what?
From takeout pho, which is just...
That's crazy.
I know. And I got the chicken, not the beef.
But like...
You know, beef is always the one that, because it's a little raw sometimes, so you have to reheat it at home, which some people don't know.
I didn't know that.
If you get takeout pho and you get beef, always reheat it at home again.
Really?
Because if the beef is a little raw, because like they're the thin little strips.
Because it cooks in the broth.
Yeah, they're meant to cook in the broth. It's like, no, make sure you boil that. Which I know people who've gotten food poisoning that way before, so when I get takeout, I always get chicken. And no.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, very unhappy about that. I hate throwing up. It's like the one thing... I know there's like a specific phobia for puking. I don't remember what it is. And it's not that I'm afraid of it. I think it just like, it just reminds me of my mortality.
Yeah.
Like, throwing up is like, it feels like an exorcism. It's the one time you're so not in control of your body at all that you're at the whim of an organ that's failing. So I was like, oh my God. And I've not felt the same since.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
And then my very good friend's home was... destroyed by a fire next door.
Shut up.
Yeah. There was a fire two buildings next to hers, and then it spread to the building in between them. And then the firefighters, I don't know why they did this, went into her building and smashed a shit ton of holes because she's on the top floor of like a 3-story building. It's a small building. Smashed all these holes through the roof. I don't know why. I have no idea why. So basically, like, her place is unlivable until her landlord does a gut renovation.
Great.
Yeah. But yeah, that was insane.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, what a crazy end of the year.
Well, I feel very grateful that mine was so low-key.
And like, I feel like I'm superstitious when sometimes and then sometimes I'm not. Mm-hmm. But like, this is one of those things that I kept seeing like all the past couple of months where they're like, 2025 is a 9-year. It means it's the ending of a cycle. This is okay. People who are into numerology.
Are you still on your like Instagram witch tease?
A little bit. I'm coming out of it though.
Okay.
But this is one thing that kind of I'm like seeing the sign. It's like if you add up like 2025, it equals 9. Okay. And they're like 9 is the end of a cycle. So 2026 equals 1. So technically, I guess it equals 10. But I guess they delete the zeros.
Okay.
Conveniently. Anyway, the whole idea is that basically like 2025 is the end of a 9-year cycle. And then this year, 2026, is like the start of a new cycle, which does feel true for me, generally speaking. Although anybody could say that.
Yeah.
But it was just weird that I was like, wow.
I mean, it doesn't mean your house has to burn down.
I know. Damn. I was like, they really said get out that house. Like,
that's crazy.
I know. Crazy. I need to not. I don't have any resolutions. Well, that's not true. I have things I want to do, but they're not different than the things I wanted to do last year. But I don't know if any listeners fuck with Substack, but I quit Twitter and the Substack homepage has become my de facto Twitter because it's the same fucking shit, basically.
Yeah.
Where I screenshot it. I should just read that. Caleb Huron. He's like a comedian.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
I don't have a problem with my phone and thus I will not be working on my relationship to it next year. It won't factor into my 2026 plans due to there being no issue. Thank you.
Me.
That's me. I was like, wow, that's a read.
It's okay.
As I lose hours of my day in a Reels K-hole.
I don't even know how to get to my screen time, so I will never check it.
It tells me every Sunday. It's like, you spend on average. I'm like, shut up.
No.
Shut up.
That's fine.
But yeah, I got to lock in this year. And by lock in, I mean stop procrastinating the stuff when I have plenty of time to do it. Like writing my articles.
That seems like a good way to start your year.
Yeah, that's literally the only thing that is my constant white whale. It's just like, if you have 2 weeks to do it, don't wait till the night before, idiot.
Well, something to work on. That's a reasonable goal.
That's a reasonable goal and just, I think, a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you do resolutions?
No.
No.
I do this year, and it has truly nothing to do with the new year. It's just the timing of it all, and like sort of like being away for the holiday. Then like I'm going to be traveling some in January, but I want to like, this is so fucking boring. I just want to switch up my fitness routine a little bit and do like.
I need to get a not fitness, let's just like health. Yeah. I got to get my cholesterol in check.
I need to go to the doctor.
So many health things.
I mean, I do Pilates 4 to 5 times a week, which is great.
That's
but it's
crazy.
Like, I should.
And you go to Pilates.
Yeah.
I do YouTube Pilates, which is fun because that way I can just phone it in if I want.
I gotta be. I like that reformer, but yeah. I wanna add some things in. So, but yeah.
Reformer is like a little easier than mat. That's what I was told.
That's you were told a lie. Okay. Okay. But, I mean, the thing of it is,
mat can be pretty hard.
Mat can be hard as shit. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's just there are different sort of kinds of.
Yeah,
hard.
Yeah, that's true. So. Dang, I've only done free reformer Pilates classes if like a brand had an event at a reformer
that's,
Pilates.
That's the best
class.
Way to do it.
And I think they probably do. They keep it beginner level. Mm-hmm. Even though most
even
of the
beginner level is hard as shit, yeah. though.
Most of the girls who go to those events though, like do Pilates. Yeah. Like, that's why they're like, I'm not going to say no to a free
totally
Pilates class.
Totally. I feel like when I was gone. And the week leading up to it, I got a ton of new fragrance in the mail or like whatever the fuck.
I got a bit. Not a ton, but a few. Yeah.
I can't remember any of them now. But,
I mean, they're basically here. Here they are.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh my gosh. I smell like...
I really want
to... Are we the same? Okay, no. I smell like a new scent from The Maker called... I can never say this word correctly. Alias? Yeah, okay. In my brain just wanted to say Elias, and I was like, what the hell? Yeah. No.
Your nails look so pretty. Oh, my God. You look rich.
I was just thinking when I was doing them, I was just like, I'm going to be normal. Listeners, my nails are currently a sheer light pink with little rhinestones dotted.
It's such a good light pink.
But I was just like... I don't know. I did the sheer pink. Then I was like, no, it's too normal. So yeah. I had to put the rhinestones on. But I was like, I'm a girl. I don't know. I never did normal pink nails. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a girl.
It's fun, right?
It's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Also, my nails are so long that I'm just like. I know.
They look really good.
It's giving like the nail emoji.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off.
Anyway. Okay. So Alias by The Maker. I don't remember what the notes are. They came out in a duo, Alias 1 and 2, or just Alias and then Alias 2, which I'm like, okay. And the whole kind of, I feel like the whole concept was like, you're checking in a hotel with your lover and you're not using a real name because you're ashamed. Mm-hmm. Or just being secret. It's the adultery duo, the infidelity duo sense. It's really pretty. It's funny because if I had smelled this with no knowledge of the marketing of the concept, I would have thought it would have been a very nice, comforting, clean, kind of like cozy scent. Mm-hmm. Not like an illicit, sexy time scent. Mm-hmm. I kind of get really cozy wool. Mm-hmm. You're freshly out of the shower, getting into bed with a really fluffy comforter and duvet. And then there's like a really beautiful wool tartan throw on your bed.
Yeah.
I guess in a very upscale hotel like The Maker.
Can I read the notes?
Read the notes. They're totally off, probably.
No. A warm breeze of dreamy freesia, enchanting orchid, a swirl of creamy rice milk, ethereal cloud of sandalwood, white musk, and golden amber.
Oh, okay. That tracks. Was it rice milk?
I have some things to say about this.
Rice milk? Now I'm just like, what?
Yeah. A lot of milks.
We said milks. Now, again, it's like, did I smell that or did I smell that because you said it to me just now? The mind.
Can I be honest?
Please.
I don't mean to be a hating asshole.
You here. Like The Maker, though.
Yeah.
You've liked them for a long time.
Correct. I like them a lot. I like that their takes are minimal, mm-hmm. but differentiated within their collection. Here's how I feel about Alias and Alias 2.
Okay.
The scents, especially Alias, do not match the idea.
No. Well, I just said that. Yeah.
Two, Alias 2 is... such a cop-out name. If you're gonna do this like Alias sexy hotel, give it a different fucking name and still release it in a duo. Alias 2 is lifeless. You should be ashamed. What is this? Did we just run out of time? 3, and I'm thinking this launch let me down, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
We'll get to Alias 2 because I really do like that one, but Alias
the scents themselves are nice.
Yeah. But I don't know. So walk with me here. Okay. I, you know, I've been harping on, like, I think it's important to consider things in the context in which they live.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Always. And whether that's fragrance, whether it's music, I think tearing something apart without realizing the world it comes from is pointless. Like, I don't look to the maker for a scent that smells like gasoline and blood. You know what I mean?
Right,
that's fine. What disappointed me about Alias specifically is it's just such a safe, dead on arrival sandalwood to me. And again, I don't, it's not that I don't want a sandalwood from the maker. I actually do, but I'm
sort of.
It's a
really nice sandalwood, but I get what you're saying.
But I'm sort of like, what is the reason? Like, what are we bringing?
It's what the people want.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I don't know if I crave like newness or innovation from them. I don't really, because I don't think that's what they're promising, and that's okay. But I just smell this and I was like, really? This is what you got? And you named it, you had the nerve to name it Alias?
I don't know. I would have come up with like something, because I feel like they wanted to tie it back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Because the maker is a hotel.
Yeah.
And I think there's so many niche, like really specific ways to do that.
Yeah.
That were missed.
Totally. But it's also sort of the first time they've done something like that.
Yeah.
They have like Lover, which I love, and Dream, and Paradiso or
something,
whatever.
Something Paradiso.
I don't know. I just like, it is, I think it's infuriatingly safe to me, which is what I'm like, what I'm upset about.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this kind of a lot, actually. I was like, what's my fucking problem with this fragrance that I don't really care about either way? And I was just like, well, you were sort of on a hot streak of like, you know, all their new shit didn't thrill me, but I thought it was really nice, you know, fine. This, I was just like, seems like we lost the plot somewhere, you know? Is that fair to say? I'm not trying to be...
That's your opinion. That's fair to say. Totally.
Anyway.
I get what you mean. I feel like it's funny when I'm smelling them side by side. I sprayed them now each on... I sprayed each of them on different wrists.
Yeah.
It's giving Alias is like the good sandalwood, and then Alias 2 is the evil sandalwood.
Well, Alias 2...
The dark sandal
is gorgeous.
Read the notes. Read the notes.
Okay.
It's much darker and smokier.
Here we go. I really like this. Oh. Okay. Succulent yuzu. Oh, sorry. I'm leaving it in. Succulent yuzu and cardamom make a verdant introduction before a warm spice heart of milky chai and violet leaves heat things up. A resinous finale of frankincense, vetiver, and tonka bean simmers for an arresting, lasting impression. Okay, so what I like about this is that you get the cardamom, you get a version of chai. It's not super sweet, not super, you know, syrupy, but you get it. You get the warm spices, and then it does give you the vetiver, the frankincense, a more sort of sandalwood idea.
Mm-hmm. This is a lot spicier and warmer. It has more body to it.
But not like baking spices.
It's not
the type of spice that I really like.
That's why I thought it almost veers towards like... fireplace.
It's so nicely done, and it's so nice to wear. I wouldn't reach for this every day. It's a little too like muted for my taste. Like, I want to crank this up to 11, but it's so nice. I'm just sort of like, what happened? You know,
I think they just wanted something simple and cozy, and you know,
and I know that
I don't want to say boring, but
well,
here's the thing: to us it's boring, but to I think the greater, I guess the normal consumer who's not smelling things all the time.
Yeah, no, that's what unique. I mean. That's what I mean. Boring is fine.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of like, Alias 2 is in line with the way that they do things, like minimal takes on different ideas. Alias is just sort of like, this exists in so many different ways.
Yeah.
There's just almost nothing to it. And I hate to be such...
It's quite sheer.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a skin scent because I think that's a lie, but...
Yeah, and they have... The true skin scent. But I don't know. I'm just sort of like, you couldn't have thrown one thing in there to make it sing a little bit more. I don't mean to be such a hater about it. I'm just, it really rubbed me the wrong way, if I'm being honest.
Now that you mention it, I do think, the names could have been more thought
Alias
out.
2.
It's funny because it's just Alias. It's not Alias 1. It's Alias. And then Alias 2.
And there are so many other ideas around Alias that could have been a really sick pair. You know what I mean?
Or you could have like, there's so many names for like secret lovers or like secret trysts. Yeah, we could have gone like mythical with this. I don't know. I mean, we have marketing notes clearly, but.
Let's get slutty. It's 2026.
I feel like perfume is getting sluttier or like more kink influenced. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of latex notes.
Yep.
A lot of sweat.
Mm-hmm. Leather.
I don't know if the Arquiste one is out yet.
Yeah, finally.
Okay. Arquiste released a, what's it called? Nocturnality. Nocturnality with a, I need to smell that.
I think you'd like it. I think you'd really appreciate it.
Then there's the Virao ones or the Virao. And then somebody was yapping about the Tuscovat something. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have not, I'm not so familiar with their scents, but I've heard the brand, of course.
I know. I from what I understand, like, they're blended by, like, the devil herself because they're all just really scary and crazy. Yeah. But I want, you know, I want that from that brand. I don't need it from the maker. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just sort of like,
The maker should do fragrances based on the rooms, I think. That would be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Especially if they have specialized suites. I don't know. I've never been invited to the Maker Hotel.
I know. Literally everyone else has. We were actually just in Hudson. I don't think we've recorded since, but we stayed right by the Maker at this new place called Pocketbook. And we were at this brewery and we met the, like, I don't know what his title would be, but the maintenance coordinator who told us about all the,
like,
rooms
operations,
and everything.
Yeah, something, yeah. Something. Okay.
This is, like, a really cool dude.
Yeah.
And I knew what the Maker's whole thing was, but hearing it from someone on the inside who wasn't really paid to tell me it's cool to meet someone who, like, loves their job. You know what I mean? It was cool.
I feel like hospitality is like that, where, like, some people are just, like, born to, like, they're just so good at it.
Yeah.
And they're really good at thinking of ways to make people have a nice experience.
Right.
And then there are people like me. End of sentence. Tynan, what are you smelling today?
So I discovered Maison Detto with that I Dream fragrance. And I don't know if I mentioned this. I think I did. But they have another one that really blew my mind. And I've been thinking about it and because I wanted to wear it and talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. So here we are. It's called Macanudo. And I'm sure.
Is it new?
No.
Newish.
I actually don't know when it came out.
That name sounds familiar to me. Is it the hazelnut one?
No.
Okay, never mind.
When I was in Miami, I was wearing through the Discovery set. Mm. And this, you know, I liked a lot of them. There really wasn't anything in the collection that I disliked. But this one really jumped out to me. Perhaps even more than I Dream. Because I Dream is the new one. It's a gourmand. It's very spicy. I wore it all holiday because it's so nice and comforting. But Macanudo is, like, might be my favorite because it is just more unique in that way. Basically, the hero to me of the fragrance is this Hay Absolute.
Ooh.
Hay. And I've realized that anytime hay is in a fragrance, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it just smells like warm sun on grass and golden hay. And it's got, they call it a modern vetiver. Hay Absolute, cut grass, freshly turned earth, neroli, and tonka bean. And it's just, I don't know, smell it on me. It's, like, all over.
Ooh. Oh, that's so nice.
Isn't it so
nice?
It's
like a really soft, warm vetiver, which I feel like when I encounter vetiver forward fragrances, a lot of times they're quite, I don't know what the right word is, but, like, a little dry and scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does have that same sort of dryness, but it's so rounded out.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, texture.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to say it's not complex, but it's so well balanced using what feels like a few parts that it just feels like a warm embrace on a sunny afternoon. It's so nice. I've been thinking about it since I wore it in Miami and, like, wanting to save it to get it back on so I could talk about it on the show. Because I just, like, Macanudo. And if Google would ever fucking... I don't know why nothing is working right now. It was launched in 2019.
Oh.
So it's...
It's been around.
It's been around quite a while.
Okey-dokey.
But, man, maybe I gotta get myself into hay this year. Because...
I feel like every time we encounter a hay fragrance, we both really like it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the one in the Dias and Durga. Yeah, the murder mystery set. It was like Professor Newton Hay something.
Sure.
And then.
I love that one.
What was it? I think there was a Marissa Zappas one.
Okay.
I forget which one.
Yeah.
It might have been the Violet one.
Okay.
Imaginary Authors, Yesterday Haze.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like every time we encounter a hay note, we're always like, ah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do some digging this year and figure all this out.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Oh, I love it. It smells so fucking good. Oy.
Hey, is it?
Hey, is it?
More people do hey, please.
I am dying to smell this one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Hawthorn, they're doing really interesting, wacky stuff. And they released these two, I want to say limited edition collab scents with like a Sega game.
Jet Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio. Never heard of it. Not. I'm just not the demo. And the bottles themselves, there's two fragrances. There's Mango Riot. The other one was Phantom Melon.
Phantom Melon. The boxes?
The boxes. It looks like you went to a toy store.
Yeah, but like it's as big it's as huge. A box of Jordans. It's yeah. so, so big.
Yeah. But the scents, the bottles, okay, the bottles look insane. It there's like...
The bottles are the Hawthorn bottles housed yeah. in these plastic bases. And then yeah. The caps heads. Have these heads on them. Yeah. So they're like action figures.
Yeah. I feel like they're probably meant to be collectibles.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're smelling Mango Riot. It smells, they both smell like candy.
Okay.
But...
Whoa.
Like candy.
Whoa.
It's like...
Oh, wow.
I was kind of expecting, because it's Hawthorn, that it would have... been a more like fine fragrance interpretation of mango.
Sure.
And this is like kind of a straight up candy mango scent.
I love it though. Frozen pineapple, yeah. mango nectar, green banana, vapor, mm-hmm. violet leaf, crystallized sage, chilled musk, and vetiver.
It is giving cold mango again. What is with, okay, what do people know about mango that I don't, that everyone's making them cold? Like iced, commodity iced? That's a
good question. Oh, wait. Okay. Also.
Well,
on that same tip, when I was in Hudson, I wore actual commodity iced, mm-hmm. all of them. But my favorite is the personal, the middle one. Mm-hmm. And the eucalyptus, I believe, is specifically what I'm referring to because it has whatever the fuck, spearmint and eucalyptus yeah. in it. I think you get the scent from spearmint, but the cooling, almost physical coolingness from the eucalyptus.
Yeah.
I wore it. It was great. It's really, really great. And then when I was like unpacking, I caught a whiff of it on my sweater that I wore. Uh-huh. And it was truly still cooling on the sweater. It was yeah. just really, wow. really crazy. This isn't quite as frigid. It's mm-hmm. it's certainly more mango than ice, mm-hmm. but it is a cold fruit.
Yeah.
To me.
Interesting.
A frozen fruit.
Interesting.
God, this is good. I wish you had the melon. I have it at home and I
okay, you know you have
I love
home.
A melon.
Yeah. I gave the melon to somebody.
He's back.
But the melon one, when I smelled it, was almost a one-to-one of like cucumber melon. Like Bath and Body Works cucumber melon.
I'm so interested yeah. in...
You have it at home. Why haven't you smelled it yet?
I was waiting to do it on the mic.
I'm sorry.
Planning. It's fine. Gotta get these big-ass boxes.
I know.
It's
like,
house.
I don't know what to do with these boxes.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I love a melon moment, and I can't wait. You didn't say this, but I feel like you would. I'm sorry. There's so much plastic.
It's literally just like when you're unwrapping like an action figure with all of the plastic molding and shit.
Okay.
It is. It's a whole thing.
I guess we really said fuck the environment, huh?
Yes.
So.
Earth who?
You make a good point about them... You said you expected it to smell more fine fragrance. I would argue that it is a fine fragrance.
No, it is. You're right. Actually, when I'm smelling it again now, I'm like, okay, yes.
But I hear what you're saying because so many more of them are so like cologne, you know, and like deep. Yeah. I really appreciate that a lot of what they do is deep and rich and everything, mm-hmm. as is this, just through a fruit lens. But
I think because this is so sweet fruit forward, mm-hmm. it reads to me like... Mm-hmm. I guess a little bit younger and funner and less serious.
Yeah. But you made a really good point, though, last year when we were talking about the Ellis Brooklyn men's collection. Mm. And you said, well, you know, 13-year-old boys have really blown up fragrance on TikTok. So it would make sense that Ellis Brooklyn were to put this out. It would make sense that Sniff would do another, you know, line for men.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, they've always been... Hawthorn has always been sort of male-focused while being for everyone. Great. Yeah. But it makes sense that they would do a younger take, understanding that, you know, they're available on Target at a certain price point. And I think they're really blowing up with that young man audience.
That's a good point because I feel like the fragrances being marketed towards young men are a little more like adult or grown up, where this is very youthful and playful
while
also being... I guess, in my opinion, marketed towards young men.
It's interesting how that's all showing itself, though, because I don't disagree with you, because what are the, not that I watch a lot, I don't watch any teen boys on TikTok, but like,
They're all not, like wearing Zerjoff and shit. Right,
that's what I mean. They're all buying Creed. Yeah. So it's like, you don't need to dumb it down for them, nor should you for anyone younger, because they're not buying the perfumes for kids. They don't want those. I didn't want to be a kid when I was a kid. I wanted to be an adult.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think this is a miss. I think it's really fun because it's obviously
that's a collaboration. Right. That's a good point.
But like, it would make sense. This just feels younger in a way that like I think is going to work for them fun. In the space that they are.
Yeah, and it's a video game collab, so... It speaks to them where they are, which is cool. Yeah. And it's not trying to be like, this is what a man smells like. It's just like playful and fun.
It is playful. Yeah. And I think keep even, it playful. I think even their last new collection, the collection of Foreign Target, those were, I feel like, their new youthful takes on benchmarks that would make sense to put in a Target like for that sort of audience. But
those are interesting to me because the scents themselves read quite sophisticated and grown up.
Agreed.
Yet the packaging and the marketing was very like
deeply Gen Z,
very young, very cool, very of the moment. Yeah. So it was an interesting, you know, amalgamation of the both. It was really well done.
I think they figured it out though. The fucking Jeremy fragrance.
Oh my god, that was insane.
That was scary. Some people just don't have anxiety.
I know. I know. I really want to catch up with Brian and be like, how did that go down?
I know. We got to have a cold suit moment.
Yeah. Oh my God. Every time we get to catch up with Brian every once in a while, who's one of the co-founders of Hawthorne. And every time we do, we always go out for dinner to a really good cold soup. The Korean, I always say this word wrong, naengmyeon, the cold buckwheat soup. Although it's seasonal, so I guess we have to wait till the summer. Okay. So what are you smelling right now?
Tobacco Memories.
Tobacco Memories.
From Chambray 52?
Yeah.
I do not... Who is this brand?
Don't know. Haven't heard of them.
The bottle's gorgeous.
Gorgeous bottle. They landed in my inbox. This is their new scent. And I was like, ooh, this sounds real good. Please send it to me. Mm-hmm. And they did. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is it something I would wear every day? I don't know. But...
This isn't something I'd wear every day, but it's true to the name.
Yes.
It's almost like tobacco and cherry.
Ooh, yeah, a little bit.
I found that I really like tobacco. I don't...
I think you've always liked tobacco.
True. I don't gag for this one, but I think someone would. It's just sort of like, I want the Naxos take on tobacco, like a really sort of leathery, sweet tobacco. This is a little bit more... This is almost giving shades of Crystal Saffron.
Teeny, teeny bit.
Your fave.
Anything with saffron. It did have saffron in it, too, which is why I was like, send it. But the bottles are so pretty. They're so pretty. I'm curious about this line. Again, it just came to my attention. So I'm like looking at their Instagram right now. I was like, winner of the Best Niche Fragrance Award, Tobacco Memories. Oh no, not the O word.
Oh no, are you serious?
Belongs to the Fruity Woody O word family. They're not a family. What are you talking about? Anyway, interesting. They call out the bottle designer, which is... Interesting.
That's smart. How big is their collection?
It's looking like they have at least six.
Okay.
But yeah, I do wonder. I genuinely haven't really seen or heard of this brand other than when their PR emailed me about it. Like, I haven't seen other people posting it, but we have some mutuals, so clearly they're on the radar.
Yeah.
Beautiful scent. Beautiful bottles.
Who wraps them?
I don't know. It's like an independent.
This is really nice, actually. Jesus.
Yeah.
Now that it's like, I know it's on the blotter, but even as it dries.
It's really pretty.
It's quite, quite nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
They also, the same PR agency, they were like, here's our other clients.
Tell me about that.
And they sent me a discovery set. I think I talked about this really briefly.
Okay.
They sent me a discovery set of this brand called Anti.
Okay.
The A has like the long dash on top of it. So I was like, is it Anti? Like what? They're like, they seem to be historical theme where it's like throughout history, they have fragrances of like eras, but eras that go back to, it's like 500 BC, rose.
This is a gigantic bottle.
Yeah. And Nashi Toro. Is that what it's called?
Nashi Toro.
They sent me a full size, just showed up at my house, which is ironic because I didn't say anything about it, but that was my favorite one in the discovery kit. And Nashi Toro is the one that's based in Tokyo.
Whoa. What? Okay.
Tell and me about this. It's a rice.
I was going to say it's rice. Mm-hmm.
It is a rice based one. Okay. The notes are hinoki, nashi pear, black pepper, iris butter, ambrette, Somalia incense, moss, musk, earth, and rice bran absolute.
This is really
It's really pretty. Nice. Yeah. And you get that, the starchiness, mm-hmm. but there's also this light muskiness that makes it like almost a teeny bit aquatic or floral. It's so nice.
Whatever is like the citrus moment in here is really pulling forward too.
Yeah.
It's really nice. You can tell it's like, it's quiet and complex, but still reserved in a way that the rice is definitely the hero and the rest of it works to bolster it up.
Yeah. There's something that's really clean and fresh about it, but also cozy and a little starchy.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of rice scents are pretty one note, which is fine.
Yeah.
But this is a really nice balance of like, yes, it is a rice scent. And also,
It's like the fine fragrance take on rice. Not just like rice for the experiential.
Right.
Okay. Their tagline is time travel through scent, which like, haha. So many. Well, isn't that also Dia Sendurga's tagline armchair. Is like armchair travel?
Yeah. Fragrance is armchair travel.
Which is a little more vague because I'm like, what do you mean armchair travel? But okay. So on the website, the perfume product description says, in 1947, Nashi seeds, dating back to Japan's Yayoi period, were unearthed in the ancient ruins of Toro in the Shizuoka. God damn it. I'm just getting got with every word here. Shizuoka Prefecture. Anti recreates this meditative fragrance, blending the crispness of nashi pear with the earthy potency of hinoki wood, refreshed by the dewy drip drop of rain on rice paddies.
Mm.
Cute.
So good. This is.
Yeah. Really good. Nice. The perfumer is Karine Vinchon Spinner. Good job, Karine.
How big is this collection?
It's funny. They have a date, 86 AC. Like, how am I supposed to know that? How big is the collection? I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wait, can I see quick? I just want to see the other names.
Yeah, they're all based on a different era at a different place.
This doesn't tell me shit.
I know it doesn't. It doesn't.
Well.
But I am glad they sent me this one. Because it happened to be my favorite. And I was like, oh, you would send me the one from Asia. Yeah, well, you thought correct.
That's a risk I wouldn't have taken. But go off. Can you forward me their contact?
Yeah.
Whenever you can. Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. They're good.
Ooh, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nashi Toro.
Mm-hmm. The other ones were nice, too. I think this is just the most unique one.
Yeah.
Like, those, I was like, oh, this is nice. I might have smelled something like this before.
Sure.
But this, I don't know, rice, the staple of my diet. And now I can smell like it.
There it is.
I now have 4 rice perfumes in my name. Well, actually 3. I have this, and then I have 2 samples of Danam white rice and strawberry mochi.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm mooncake, but I don't know if mooncake has rice notes in it.
Okay.
I don't think it does.
I have been seeing a lot of the launches happening like January, Q1, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I, not that this is wholly different from all other years in human history, but I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot of flankers in 2026. Prada Paradox is getting yet another, the purple one.
Always. Wait, did we know about that? Did I know about that?
Oh, shit. Allegedly.
No, like what you said rang a bell, and then I was like, why did I hear about that?
Maybe I'm not supposed to sorry about. But like
that. Somebody knows.
I know. There's a new My Way.
Of course. How many ways you got?
I know. There's quite a lot of flankerization happening, which again, I know is par for the course in perfumery, but seems like they're all sort of hitting at once.
I'm looking up the Prada Paradox one now. Like, don't.
Am I going to get whacked for saying that?
Sweet Reflections. It's on the the internet, so.
I want that new Prada Sandalwood Chai fragrance.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's the one I want.
That's one. Is that this one?
No.
Okay. Featuring notes of black currant milk.
Hmm.
Again, milk. Neroli and vanilla. Interesting.
Sounds nice.
I'm gonna email them. That's the purple one.
Yeah. Well,
it's looking like the purple one.
Yeah.
Send it. Yeah, it's like all over the internet. Okay. So
We're not breaking any embargoes that no one told us to break. So
thank God.
And even if we did,
which we would never do,
what then?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
I feel like they're gonna come out with body too, probably. If they haven't Prada Paradox, they'll do body. I'm sure.
I would assume so. Do they do body? You know,
I haven't seen it, but maybe it's like a gift with purchase situation.
That's what I mean. I guess do they do body in like any sort of consequential way?
I don't know.
You know,
I saw that Jones Road is coming out with body. I was like, okay.
Yes.
Sure. Yes.
I think people like be using Jones Road.
No, a lot of people. So it's like a wildly successful brand.
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. I think she really nails makeup that performs well for people who just can't be bothered with all that.
Yeah.
That's like her demo.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but it works. So people are just like, whatever, man. I'm just going to keep rebuying the shit that works for me.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm interested to see sort of the direction. Not only, I have a lot of thoughts on fragrance, to be honest, but fragrance takes, beauty takes. You know what's nice? I was seeing like all this, you know, fragrance content to end the year and like my favorite fragrance.
A lot of that, yeah.
Which is great. I love to know. What was sort of nice to me is I saw a good handful that were like top tens, and they were all just like the most mass things you could ever think of. And I was like, you know what? This is sort of refreshing to me.
Is it?
Yes. I don't know.
It's people just like not trying to be the most special, unique.
Yeah. It just sometimes it feels like the fucking like niche fragrance Olympics.
There's a lot of, I will say, there is a bit of pick me energy in that regard.
You know, I don't want to go down any road I'm going to regret, but I'm just like, it's okay to like golden rule, you know? I don't know. Go off. Like,
it's both, because on the one hand, it's like, I am sick of seeing all this influencer bait stuff. And then at the same time, I'm just like, you don't have to be the most unique, obscure kind of like
sort of what I mean, yeah.
Thing. And they're both annoying.
Then they're both annoying. Yeah. But then I'm like, then what the fuck are we doing?
Exactly.
You know?
Who the fuck are we?
I
don't know.
Again, I don't want to have this conversation because I will get whacked. I just like,
I think fragrance culture has become something. And I'm not sure what, but at the same time, I'm like, what is going on? I think that's why I'm just confused. I was confused.
I was talking to our sister, Alex Brands, and I was like, it feels like nail polish felt in 2012 and what color cosmetics felt like in 2015 and what skincare felt like in 2020. Right, and now fragrance is finally getting its due. And I don't mean that in any sort of derogatory way. It's just like we've seen this happen with every beauty category, and now it's happening here. And when it's over, we'll still be here. It's just, it does feel a little different with fragrance, because I think fragrance, more than those other categories in ways, can feel more exclusive, scarce, elitist. And so there can be this tone sometimes, whether it's implicit or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know. To be honest, I felt a little at odds with fragrance last year. And I want to like not feel that way anymore.
I think it's because now there's like no shadow of a doubt that fragrance brands and specific fragrances themselves have become an identity taste marker. Mm-hmm. And when people start identifying with a fragrance or a type of fragrance or a brand, as they did with skincare, as they did with nail polish brands and makeup and fucking palettes and shit, that's when it gets a little like, come on. Mm-hmm.
And I think I've seen a couple people talk about this too. It's just like this perception of expertise and like, or this like real hunger to be an expert.
Yeah.
And that's not something that I've ever craved, because I know that's just a target on your back. And I don't fault anyone who does want that, because I think there are many ways to be an expert. You don't just have to be a perfumer. Like it helps, but there are a lot of ways to, but like, then it's like, what the fuck is expertise in the first place? You know? And well, like, why does it matter? Why does it matter?
That's the question. Well, it's funny because, okay, like with nail polish, with makeup, with skincare, there's a function to those things and there's a performance to those things. And like, you can be good at makeup and be like, okay, now I'm an expert because I do this type of makeup, or I do nails, or I do skincare. But with fragrance, it's truly subjective.
Yeah.
It's just like, what do you like? What do you think? And I think that's why it comes off as
a bit odd when people make themselves experts, because you're just like, what do you mean? You're just, these are your opinions on smells.
Right.
And that's why I never call myself an expert, because I'm just like, I'm literally just yapping about what I think about smells. There's truly nothing, there's no legitimacy or certification behind this. It's just my experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, like, I don't know. And I don't want to be in this weird sort of, I don't want to feel this friction that I felt with, like, the, I don't know if it's the industry or the community or, like, call it whatever the fuck you want. I don't know.
Because we see people being rewarded for performing in such a way. And then it just, like, skews reality, because I'm like, okay, I guess because reality has followed suit, I guess you are a quote unquote expert now.
Sure.
And it's like your professional thing or your persona. Yeah. And then I just start to wonder, what is reality?
Or, you know, or like, what is... Well, like, what's the reason?
What's the end goal?
And I, like,
what
is this for? And listen, like, I'm trying to, like, I'm really genuinely trying to be, like, compassionate about it and, like, remind probably more so myself than everyone else that, like, there's no one right way to engage. There's no right way to love something.
Yeah.
But, like, the last half of last year, I just felt myself thinking, like, is anyone having fun? Are we all having any fun? I think I've said that before, you know, like,
why are we doing this?
Like, perfume, this is me, this is to me. Like, perfume touches every part of my life and always has, but perfume is not my whole life.
Yeah.
Because if it was, then what else is there?
Exactly.
Perfume touches our friendship, my career, my other relationships, my boyfriend, my family. Like, I can't remove it from any of that, nor would I want to. Because, like, the longer we're doing this, the longer I am alive, the more true and intertwined it gets. But it's like, it's not, that's not all there is. Like, I have to leave my house and live my life with this perfume, whatever the fuck it may be, to, like, have the experience. Perfume is supposed to be additive, or what I perfume to me is supposed to be additive and, like, an accessory, like a purse or, you know,
it's an expression.
It's an expression.
Yeah.
And I'm like, like, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? I know it has Oris in it, but what does it mean?
I think because so many people are experiencing perfume through social media, AKA they're not smelling it, they're learning about it through whatever way people are choosing to communicate it or demonstrate it, which is just, like, de facto weird, because I'm like, perfume's a thing you smell, not a thing someone talks at you about.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, sure, it can give you an idea if it's something you think you'll like.
Yeah.
But it really, really skews the experience of what perfume is meant for, which is a physical experience.
And a personal experience.
A personal, and physical, and emotional experience.
And it's cool to have the shared language of, like, oh my God, did you smell that? Like, to do what we do every week, you know, fine.
And the context when you're smelling it is also very important to the impact it has. So it's really weird when you're just learning through it through a screen, through a stranger, and then it starts to become a market proposition.
Yeah, or, like, it's also sort of, it now, and this could be an ungenerous misread, but it sort of feels like there is this barrier of entry now that it's like, well, you can get that at Macy's. So, like, why would I, you know, or like, God forbid someone like something from
Estee Lauder. Or again, there's like the luxury thing. I'm just like, this is expensive. How to smell expensive? How to, it's like really, really doubling down on the exclusivity of perfume without you actually having any contextual familiarity with it. Like the whole Baccarat Rouge thing, I feel like that's a pretty, I guess, good benchmark example of how, like, this one thing blew up. And now, because that's so popular on social media, now all these dupes are coming out. Now all these brands are putting out scent profiles to smell like that because they know that'll sell. So all of the yapping on social media really does affect what, you know, gets put out into reality. And then again, it just all becomes this commercial enterprise that is without the context.
Right. And we've talked before, like, a lot of dupes that, you know, posits that the only valuable thing about this fragrance, or the only reason to care, is the price tag.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, and again, I don't want to circle back around and be the exact thing that I've been feeling repelled by. You know, again, there's no right way to do any of this, and I keep getting asked the question, like, what, how do I find my signature scent? You know, I said this to you recently, like, is it important? What I'm like, it's whatever you want it to be. I literally promise.
No one cares.
I promise.
I know, it's like, it's hard not to sound like a bitch, but I was like, nobody cares. Just pick what you like.
No, I see it the opposite way. I'm like, all this like worry.
Form an opinion.
In your voice and like this anxiety you're feeling. Like, it's not that deep. Like, what do you like to smell like? That's what, like.
People in general, I feel like, are so afraid to be like, what should I be like? Mm-hmm. What should I wear? What should I look like? Is this core? Is this in now? And I'm just like, get offline. Go live your life. Have experiences. Truly that.
Yeah.
Have real world experiences. See a fabulous woman on the street and be like, I love that and I want to look like her. Like, don't just fucking look at what influencers are fucking selling you on
TikTok.
No,
that's totally true. Or like, what do I like about her?
Yeah.
And how can I acquire it? You know?
And the most impactful, I feel like, influencers are always real life influences.
Mm-hmm. No, totally.
Yeah.
Go to a thrift store.
Go to the store. Yeah. This is the year of forming your own opinions that you weren't fed through an algorithm. Please.
Does any of that make any sense? Like,
it does.
I don't
to
even
want
to.
And I'm sure to other people who are also fragrance pilled.
I don't know. I also feel like there is a little bit of a lack of nuance. I have found that at times there is a lack of like nuance where it's like, not all critique is combative. You know
what
I mean?
Okay. Got it.
But it's sort of like, you know, I can say that something is not for me, or I can say, or we can say, or anyone can say that, you know.
Well, if something doesn't immediately resonate with you, but it seems to be resonating largely, I would also just be like, huh, why is that?
Yeah.
What am I missing? And then if no one can't answer your question, what are you, like, why is this resonant with, like, the greater culture? Then we're like, well.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go down a rabbit hole.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of wondering, I don't think we're at, like, the apex of fragrance culture yet.
Really?
Although apparently, I don't know, like, some businessy sales reports have said that, like,
it's on the decline.
We're starting to decline on like the fragrance index. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that translates to us getting less fragrances. I think because you know how things are always planned like 2 to 3 years in the past. So it's like now all those plans are getting launched this year. Yep. And we'll
I've been starting to sort of see, and I'm probably pinning this to the wrong things, but I do think that we're a little bit on the decline of fragrance.
It's beginning.
It is.
And I think,
you know, how all the original beauty, YouTube beauty influencers are now like just doing lifestyle and like whatever the hell gets them the most views. I'm seeing that too, which is fine. Do your thing. But I do sort of see the, I feel like we're on the decline of fragrance being so, so hot, you know?
From a commercial perspective, yes.
But I think,
I don't think it'll ever be like I think it'll still be as meaningful as it is to people who've always found fragrance meaningful.
Well, and I think that so many people now have been introduced to it and now have that, you know, which is a huge positive, that now there is certainly more of a language and a literacy in it out there, and it's much more easy to approach. So it doesn't feel so gatekept, you know?
True.
So I think, like, we talk about trends a lot, like the big ones leave the good things behind if we're lucky, and I think this is definitely one of those things that the perceived barrier of entry is so much lower now, and there's so much more education no matter how you want to ingest it. So I'm really excited about that and grateful for that. I don't see the decline of fragrance as a bad thing, because, you know, our love,
I just don't think we need to be putting so much stuff out into the world based on one micro trend.
I completely agree.
There's too much stuff.
Completely agree.
Yeah. I mean, that said, what are you hoping we will see in fragrance this year?
Oh, fuck. what am I hoping we'll see in fragrance this year? I don't know how to answer that question. I think I'm hoping that we see more community.
Yeah.
I would love, you know, there are no shortage of fragrance swaps in New York City, which is great.
Yeah.
I hope that it brings people together, like, outside of social media and outside of the stores.
Yes, agree.
Not that those things can't, they obviously all work in tandem, but I would love to see more community created by fragrance, however that looks. Swaps are great. You know, I think our friend Emma from Perfume Room activates a lot IRL. And just as examples, I think we did some really fun stuff last year. So I would love that, because it's like, there can't be more product. Like, there will be.
Oh, there will be.
There will be. But it's sort of like, I could wish for a billion things and they're all going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think that people find, I hope that people find each other through fragrance.
Same.
You know?
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, like, on your tip, I was just kind of like, I hope you do more events this year.
Yeah.
They're really fun.
They're really, really fun. Yeah. I mean, I think I've also really enjoyed a lot of perfume writing that's happened this year. Yeah. Our friend Ariel has done really incredible perfume editorial, as well as the Dry Down Diaries is always really fun to see those sort of fun, different takes on fragrance.
It'd be cool if there was more fragrance tourism, like people going places to explore how, you know, certain notes are harvested or made. Or, I don't know. Like, I want to do more travel this year. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe I'll go to, like, I don't know, Grasse, or I kind of want to go somewhere else than Grasse. I feel like everybody goes to Grasse for fragrance shit. But I don't know. Like, I want to go to Australia and visit the Sandalwood Farm.
Yeah.
Go to Japan and, you know, get some Hinoki incense. Like, perfume tourism. That's what I want to do.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. It's a tax write-off.
We should do our content series.
Right? Yeah.
Netflix, where you at?
Seriously. Somebody fund us.
Well,
welcome back. We're so happy to be here with you in 2026, and we're excited for what Smell You Later has in store for this year. Yes.
Like, a lot of couple fun guests coming up.
Yeah.
A couple more we want to get on the books, but, you know.
More IRL.
More IRL.
Take us to your city. We'll host a scent swap. Like I said, I want to travel more for a tax-deductible reason.
It would be fun to do a Smell You Later tour, and we could definitely do it.
Hell yeah. That'd be really fun.
LA is definite.
Sure. LA is easy because we tend to know so many people there.
If you live somewhere that's not LA, what do we need? We need a venue.
We need a venue. We need, obviously, a place to stay. Well, that's, like, easy. You can do Airbnbs and stuff. Yeah.
We don't need much.
We don't need much.
Hmm.
That's it. Just a venue, honestly. Just a venue.
And a check. But.
And a check.
Well. We're excited for 2026.
Yes.
But until then.
Until then, you can find us at our website, smellyoulater.live. You can leave us a voice message on our hotline. You can find our cozy merch there. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyoulater.np3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.